Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Wednesday morning. Yes, it's already Wednesday, middle of the week. Wednesday, July the 26th, 2023, 17 minutes past the hour. 71 degrees and partly cloudy skies, and you are here on a great morning because today the Ohio State Fair kicks off, and we are going to start our Ohio State Fair ticket giveaways. Now, I'm going to talk about all that in just a second, and we're going to have a whole lot of fun doing Ohio State Fair ticket giveaways, which begin today with Kids Bop at the Ohio State Fair, Kids Bop Never Stop Tour, which will be at the Celeste Center tonight at 6:30 p.m., and we're going to give away several pairs of tickets to the Kids Bop concert tonight. Now, you do have to pick those up right after the show's over today at 10:30, but I'll explain all that in just a second, because I gotta, before we get to Kids Bop and start having a lot of fun with the Ohio State Fair, I have to clear up something and go through some things here real quick, because yesterday on the show, right before the break in the first hour, I was having a conversation with Sarah, who called in, and I always enjoy the conversations with Sarah, so I'm glad she called in, but we went right into the break and kind of ran over the break, and I'm not sure if the point of what was being said got out there. So we're just going to shake the thing clean here and explain what I was trying to say yesterday and a few other things here, and we'll go from there. We've done a lot of talking about Issue 1 this week. The whole Issue 1 issue is basically changing the amount of votes needed to get a constitutional amendment on the ballot in Ohio. I think most people agree. The mayor did yesterday. Mayor Schertzer agreed that this does have to do with abortion, an abortion amendment that would go on the Constitution here in Ohio, making abortion legal in Ohio. So, and that was another reason. I couldn't come back in the next hour and talk about it yesterday because the mayor was on. So, in any event, here's what I was trying to say. Because as we were going to break, what I said is I don't care either way how people feel about this. Now, I think Sarah misinterpreted, and not on by any mistake of her own, but I think she thought, If you go back and listen to the tape, that I was talking about abortion. I was not talking about abortion, although I would never give my opinion on abortion on the air, much like many other things, like who I vote for, how I feel about on really any political issue or any issue in life in general, because I think a journalist needs to be objective. And I do consider myself a journalist because I interview celebrities, politicians, so on and so forth. So I would never give my opinion on abortion, but what I was saying was I don't care what people do. I was talking about voting for Issue 1. I don't care how people vote on that. I'm just trying to give people the facts of what's going on, and that one side is spending a lot more money than the other, and that clearly the statistics show, as I've said before, that 58% of people back an abortion rights measure on the ballot. That's all I was saying. It wasn't my feeling on abortion, that people can do whatever they want to do. It was my feeling on voting. People can do whatever they want to do when it comes to Issue 1. So that's one thing I wanted to clear up, because I'm not going to tell somebody how to vote, and I think in 9 years at this station, you would never find a time when I took any side on any issue and told people to vote a certain way for a person or an issue. So when I said I don't care what people do, It wasn't in regard to abortion, although I wouldn't give you my opinion on that either. It was about the vote on issue one. And I think somehow that got caught up in the gobbledygook. And the other issue is this issue we've been talking about all week, and I talked about this back in April. When I say, let me just make this perfectly clear. When I say that I should be able to say somebody, if somebody has told me they've had an abortion, when I say I feel that I should be able to say their name on the air, okay, that's what I've been saying. And apparently some people take umbrage with this, that maybe I can't keep a secret, or maybe I'm trying to out somebody or something like that. That's not what's going on here. What I'm saying is that much like with suicide, because I think suicide is comparable with this, that a lot of times in the newspaper, in the obituaries, you'll read that a young person has died. And it never says suicide. Very rarely does it ever say suicide. Or you'll read sometimes that older people die, and people start whispering, well, you know, I think it was a suicide. I think they killed themselves. You know, that sort of thing. And I wish that more families would talk about that, because I think that when you don't talk about it, it does get gossiped about, and you don't have a face on it. And what I mean by a face is not a national name. If we went to a national person who had an abortion, or we went to a national person who was involved in a suicide, I don't think it would mean as much, because you don't know that person. It's not a Marion person. So basically what I've been trying to say is that I wish somebody would just say, yes, I've done this. It was many years ago. And I don't know if it was right. I don't know if it was wrong, whatever their opinion is, but this is the position I was in, and this is what I did. It's not to ruin anybody's life. It's not to out anybody. It's not to be malicious. It's not even giving up anybody's secret. Because to be honest, I don't even know if that's a secret. I mean, really? I mean, maybe it is. I don't know if it's a secret or not. But also, I would like to make a point that if I knew that you, the audience, knew this person well, like if it were somebody who was on this station, if it were somebody who I worked with at the grocery store, if it were somebody who I worked with at school, I would not say that person's name, because that would be inappropriate, I think. I think you'd be mentioning somebody who that would be particularly bad. Let's put it that way. That would be particularly bad because it's somebody who everybody knows in general. I'm talking about an indirect person. Like if I said, well, Betty did it. Well, you might not know Betty, but you would know that Betty lives in Marion, and you would know that this does happen here, and these are the reasons that it did happen. So I would never say anybody who I thought was widely known by the audience. To be honest with you, I don't have that type of relationship with people in the workplace to where anybody would even tell me something like that to begin with. So I guess I don't understand this whole outing thing that people think I'm doing, or giving up somebody's secret, because to be honest with you, more than likely you probably would not know the person personally anyway. So that's all I'm saying when it comes to the whole abortion issue. Now, if you'd like to comment on that, 26 minutes past the hour, now would be the time to do that. 740-751-4038 before we get to the fun of the Ohio State Fair ticket giveaways. And also, the interview with the mayor yesterday. I found that very interesting. We went over a lot of topics with the mayor yesterday. Talked about a lot of things going on down at City Hall. Pay raises that people are suggesting. I thought the pay raise conversation was very interesting. Certainly the dust up between Councilman Schauber and Sheriff Bales. I thought the conversation about the current auditor, do you think more money will bring better candidates? I thought that was an interesting conversation. So, you know, does anybody have anything to say? Did you listen to the interview with the mayor yesterday? And do you have anything to say about that? 740-751-4038. Thought we would get this all out of the way here at the start of the program before we get into the big giveaways portion. And by the way, if I was going to say something about somebody who I thought you knew, the audience knew in a big way, it would not be something like that. It would not be something like suicide or abortion. It would probably be a much more, what would I say? It would probably be a much more common issue, you know, like, did you know this person was really kind of a pain in the neck? That would be the type of thing I would say. It would not be something big and gigantic. So that's that whole story. So I hope we've made that perfectly clear on what I would say about somebody and what I would not say about somebody. And also what I was talking about yesterday when I said I don't care about what people do in that situation. It was not about abortion. It was about voting. People can vote how they want. That's America. That's the right. Okay. So now that we've all talked about that, and again, the phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Want to run down a few more topics here. Talked about this a little bit yesterday. It's very interesting. The Jason Aldean video is number 2 on the Billboard charts now, so obviously any controversy surrounding his video has not hurt him. Let's see. You know, this was an interesting statistic I saw this morning. 58% of Ohioans are in favor of recreational marijuana for adults. 58%, which is the same number that back abortion rights in Ohio, an abortion rights measure. So, you know, there you go. Recreational marijuana might not be far off if 58% of Ohioans are for it, adults. And also, another interesting statistic out this morning, 13.4% of, I believe this, you know, I want to get this story right. I think it's Ohioans, but it might be bigger than that. Let me see here. Yeah, it is Ohioans. Yeah. Poverty is up in Ohio for the first time in years. The poverty rate in Ohio in 2021 was 13.4%, up from 12.7% in 2020. But the thing about these numbers, as I was reading the story this morning, is that this is during the pandemic. The pandemic started in 2020. So the poverty rate actually went up during the pandemic from 12.7% to 13.4%. So they're not sure if the poverty rate went up because of the pandemic itself, did it go up because of the pandemic, or did it go up because people were actually in poverty? Who's to say? But the poverty rate in Ohio did go up. The poverty rate in Ohio in 2020 was 12.7%. In 2021, it was 13.4%. Also, I should mention that I got 2 new top 10 lists yesterday from Bob Welsh. So on Friday, we will have 2 new top 10 lists for the morning programs and the evening program. And I thank Bob Welsh for that. From our home office in Columbus, Ohio. And Fridays are a lot of fun around here. As I say, we kick it off at 8:15 in the morning. I'm live at 8:15, 9:15. We've got the pastor spot, or over the back fence, I guess is what we call it now, with Pastor Whitaker and myself. And then at 10:15, I'm on live again until 11 a.m. Pastor Craig is back with us from 11:15 until 12 p.m., and then we have a great group from 12:15 until 1 p.m. We have Pastor Craig, myself, and Matt Morgan, and that's always a lot of fun. Then on Friday night, we have Matt Morgan, Sean Kraft, Carrington Nelson, and myself from 8 to 10, and that's a lot of fun. So that is the rundown on Friday, and I'm sure we'll be talking about a lot of this, a lot of stuff to talk about. the poverty rate in Ohio going up, the possible approval of recreational marijuana for adults, or at least the state seems to be in favor of it, 58%. And we'll talk about issue one, and I'm sure we're going to talk about Jason Aldean on Friday, because now we know the outcome of that controversy, and the outcome, quite simply, was that the song is more popular, probably, than it ever would have been. Number two on the Billboard charts. So the controversy obviously did not hurt the song sales. So there you go. That's the news for the morning. If you have anything to say, say it now before we get to the Ohio State Fair ticket giveaways. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If anybody has anything to say, give me a buzz. Now, did we clear up everything once and for all in regard to issue one and what I've been saying all week? I have no stance on issue one. I'm not going to give any opinions in regard to abortion. I would never say anybody's name if it were somebody who you knew very well. I would never do it with a coworker. It would have to be somebody from the past who I have no connection with anymore. That would just be how it would. So I don't think I would be doing anything all that horrible. So that's my story, and that's what I'm sticking to this morning. And again, if anybody has anything to say, or if anything else is on anybody's mind, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. Okay. Now, the Ohio State Fair tickets. Here's how we're going to do this. Because Kids Bop is tonight. And those are the tickets we have today. It's Kids Bop. I think the Ohio State Fair always starts with Kids Bop. Kids Bop Never Stop Tour tonight at the Celeste Center, 6:30 p.m. And we have several pairs of tickets to give away. Now, we're going to do it drawing style. So for every right answer you give, you'll be entered into a drawing. And at the end of the show, we'll draw for the winners. And you have to pick up these tickets because the show is tonight by 10:45 this morning. I'll give you the exact time and where you can pick these up so you can get them in your hot hands before the concert tonight. So, today we're going to do this Family Feud style and see how this goes. So, let's just have some fun this morning and lessen up on the controversy. Now, I'll tell you where we're going to start here. Wasn't sure if we were going to start here or not, but it's an answer we have not gotten. Name something you can climb. Now, the answers we've gotten here are hills, tree, mountain, and roof. Now, there is one answer left. At number two, we still have not gotten the number two answer. Does anybody know what it is? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something you can climb. Hills, trees, mountains, and a roof. Go ahead, caller.
Can you climb cliffs?
Cliffs! Finally, we got that answer. Absolutely.
Is it cliffs?
It is cliffs.
Well, I can't understand why ladder wouldn't be there. The common ones weren't. And sometimes you just got to think of the answer that seems the craziest or something. So.
Yeah. Cliff was number two. It was hills, cliff, tree, mountain, and roof.
Yeah. See, most of those you'd think all the others would come first. So.
You would think, but apparently not.
Yeah, I haven't got to listen to you the last couple of days, so I don't know what you've been doing and stuff, but...
Well, I'm glad you're back with us today with the Ohio State Fair giveaway.
Yeah, I had a doctor's appointment Monday, then yesterday I had to go out so and stuff. So, okay, I'll be listening.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Yes, it was cliff. Name something you can climb. Hills, cliff, tree, mountain, and roof. So we've got one entrant into the Ohio State Fair ticket giveaway already. Next category. Name something that moves very slowly. And we've got five answers. This is kind of an interesting category. Name something that moves very slowly. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something that moves very slowly. All right, let's take the call here this morning. See where we are. Kids Bop tickets coming up. Go ahead, caller.
Let's say a turtle.
Turtle, number two on the list. You got it. Turtle shows up at number two on the list here today. Name something that moves very slowly. Turtle, number two on the list. And remember, our winners today, at the end of the program, will get tickets to Kids Bop Never Stop Tour tonight at the Ohio State Fair. 6:30 start time. So turtle is number two. Name something that moves very slowly. Apparently we're going to have a heat wave the next few days. I keep seeing these messages that we're going to have record temperatures. So I guess cool off, get some ice, some beverages, and get ready for a very warm a few days here in the month of July. All right, go ahead, caller.
Am I the only one awake?
Might be. You're up early this morning. Early bird catches the worm.
Well, I don't know. I'm going to say that volcano, the ash when it creeps down.
No volcano on the list, but a good guess.
Okay.
No volcano on the list here today. Name something that moves very slowly. We've got turtle. But we have five other answers on the list. Turtle was number two. So we've got the number one, three, four, and five answers on the list here. Kids Bop tickets today are the giveaway. Kids Bop must be very popular. Like I say, the Ohio State Fair opens up with them pretty much every year that we've ever given away tickets. Name something that moves very slowly. Turtle, number two. And again, you can play along. If in the end you don't want the tickets, that's no big deal. You can play along as you like. All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about I just stay on the phone?
Why not?
How about a mudslide? They creep down.
No mudslide on the list. No mudslide on the list here today. Name something that moves very slowly. We've got a turtle. And we've got four other answers. Something that moves very slowly. What are the other four answers? We don't know. But we know we have Kids Bop tickets here for the Ohio State Fair. Now, we'll do the drawing this morning at about 9:55, right before 10 o'clock, right before we go off the air this morning. And again, we do have several pairs of these tickets to give away. So you could be bopping with the kids tonight at the Ohio State Fair. Turtle is number two on the list. But that's the only one we have so far. Kind of a slow start here this morning. A slow start on this Wednesday. But I'll tell you, I know some of these tickets that we're going to be giving away as the weeks go on here will be kind of, I would guess, a hot ticket in Columbus for the Ohio State Fair. Name something that moves very slow. Turtle, number two on the list. All right, go ahead.
I'm going to say a snake. They really don't move slow, but that's...
No snake on the list, but a good guess.
Okay.
No snake on the list today. Name something that moves very slow. Turtle is number two. All right, let's see if this person's got an answer. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, no relation to Brittany Spears. Speaking of turtles, be sure to listen tomorrow, 12:15, because an expert on turtles, reptiles, and other non-human species will be on the air with me. So
that's good. With James Anderson,
get your questions ready about Mother Nature. It'll be fun. He might bring some friends. So if you find that I've been consumed, you'll know the reason.
That could be. You got to be careful.
As I approach this tremendous birthday, I'm going to say an older person. Not me, because I go to the gym daily, of course, but an older person who's not in very good shape.
Well, elderly people, yes, is number four on the list.
See, I give the cerebral answer. Yeah, I didn't think it would be there, but you know it's a good answer, and it's actually there.
It is there. Yes, elderly people.
I'll tell our older listeners, and that's a large part of our demographic, go to the gym, take a walk. The Silver Sneakers program is excellent. I highly recommend that. And you will be you will be fast and good shape and better shape than people 20 years old.
Well, we hope.
All right, see you later.
All right. Name something that moves very slowly. We've got turtle, number two, and elderly people, number four. Three answers still left to go here. Now, remember the prize today, Kids Bop tickets to the Ohio State Fair. As people maybe are waking up this morning. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
There?
Yep.
I'm going to say like lizards. I don't know that much about that stuff, but lizards?
Do you have a specific animal?
See, I don't know this kind of thing. Lizards. I'll have to think because I can't think. It's along that line, though, right?
Some of them are. Some of the remaining answers are not animals, but some of them are.
Oh, some are animals and some aren't. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Name something that moves very slowly. Something that moves very slowly. We've got turtle and elderly people. Boy. Well, what two answers those are? All right, we've still got three answers left here. Name something that moves very slowly. Kids Bop tickets today, drawing, will be at 9:55 this morning. And I believe I'll also get you a free admission into the Ohio State Fair with these tickets. So that's nice as well. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Snail.
Snail, absolutely. Slow as a snail. Number one answer. You got
all
it.
All right. I can't go tonight. I just wanted to call in and say snail.
Well, I'm glad you're playing along. Thanks, Ryan.
Yep, thanks, Scott.
All right, Ryan out there playing along as well. Name something that moves very slowly. Snail number one. Turtle number two. Elderly people, number four. Still two answers left to go. Number three and number five on the list. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And if you get these Kids Bop tickets, you can give them to somebody if you like. Do whatever you want with them. All right, go ahead, caller.
Did somebody say rush hour traffic?
No traffic on the list.
I have a comical answer, which of course will not be there, but maybe it is. We talk about finding the person who gets elected to be president or mayor. So I would say election results. It seems like it takes forever to find out who won an election. Remember the Bush election and the hanging chads in the 3 months, and they're still not really sure who won. So I'll say election results.
No election results, but sometimes it can take a minute.
Yeah, a good answer, though. I thought that was a really good answer.
Not bad.
We'll see you later.
No election results on the list here today. Name something that moves very slowly. Snail, turtle, and elderly people. That's what we got. Still two answers left on the list. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a sloth.
Sloth, yep. Number three on the list is a sloth. You've got it.
Okay.
A sloth shows up at number 3 on the list here today. So now we're down to one answer. Name something that moves very slowly. Snail, turtle, sloth, and elderly people. Go ahead, caller.
How about a snail?
We got snail. Snail was number 1.
Oh, well, I go in and out of the daggone room, and I push the redial button, so I'm a little slow today. but how about something fit in there that maybe don't move slow all the time as pertaining to maybe traffic?
Not traffic, but that's a good guess.
Because it could go either way, yeah. It could. Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, name something that moves very slowly. We've got snail, turtle, sloth, and elderly people. Go ahead, caller.
I don't know if elderly and handicapped people, would that be the same handicap?
Probably not, but handicapped people are not on the list.
Scott, I don't think I went in the drawing.
Okay. Well, that, I mean, you can play
because
along.
Because I can't find it, run, you know, find somebody to give them to today or something. So whoever, you know, if you draw my name, just give them to somebody else if that's what you're doing.
Yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll put everybody's name in, and if they don't want them, then we'll just give them to somebody else.
Yeah, if somebody calls in and wants them. Okay, then.
All right, thanks. All right, name something that moves very slowly. Snail, turtle, sloth, and elderly people. One answer left on the list. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Ohio State Fair ticket giveaway, Kids Bop, Never Stop. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say like molasses or syrup.
That's a good guess. No molasses, no syrup. No molasses or syrup on the list here today, but certainly not a bad guess. Name something that moves very slowly. Snail, turtle, sloth, elderly people, and one answer left on the list. 740-751-4038. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Is it like a food item like ketchup?
No food.
Oh, no food. Okay.
Yeah, the last answer is not a food item. Name something that moves very slowly. Snail, turtle, sloth, elderly people. One answer left. What is it? Go ahead, caller.
I'm just going to say time. Sometimes it's fast, but I'll say it goes slow. Time.
No time on the list. No time on the list here today. How about that? Name something that moves very slowly. Snail, turtle, sloth, and elderly people are the answers we have. And there is one answer left on the list. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What is that final answer? It's number 5 on the list. 44 people said snail. 32 people said turtle. 29 people said sloth. 16 people said elderly people. And then there's one answer down at the bottom. Now remember, today's giveaway, Kids Bop at the Ohio State Fair tonight. All right, go ahead, caller.
Well, that's a tough one, Scott. I can't think, and when I think, it don't pertain to slow, but Carol said, how about the pendulum on the grandfather clock? And I told her, I said, well, it goes tick-tock, tick-tock, but the time goes by fast, so.
That's true. It's a good guess. It's not on the list, but it's a good guess.
So is it pertaining maybe to mechanical or what element can we put there to make it a little bit easier so I can think a little better?
I would put this under the category of humans.
Oh, human.
Yeah, human. It's a human thing.
That me than you.
I know. Well, sometimes we're not moving all that fast. We're not on the list, though.
Okay, thanks.
Name something that moves very slowly. Snail, turtle, sloth, elderly people, and one answer left here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. The tickets today we're giving away at 9:55 will be Kids Bop at the Ohio State Fair. One answer left. Who's going to get it? 740-751-4038. It's not a food. It's not mechanical. It has more to do with the human species. Name something that moves very slowly. Snail, turtle, sloth, elderly people, and our final answer. What is the final answer? 73 degrees and sunny skies here in the Marion area. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
It's not your job or workplace, is it your work?
No job or work.
No job or work on the list here today. Name something that moves very slowly. Snail, turtle, sloth, elderly people, and one answer left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And remember, this morning we'll be doing a drawing for Kids Bop tickets at the Ohio State Fair at 9:55.
Go ahead, caller.
How about your body, a person?
No body on the list.
No body on the list here today. Name something that moves very slowly. Snail, turtle, sloth, elderly people, and one answer left on the list. 54 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Kids Bop tickets on the line here tonight at the Ohio State Fair.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, this isn't really pertaining right now, but I thought I'd get some clarification before the next tap on the drawings and stuff. These tickets, you said, sometimes is in the $100, so if you do win, how is the ticket situation going to work? Restrictions. Do you and maybe that would make a lot of people say, if I win anything, I got some the grandkids that is in their 30s that go to the concerts and stuff like to the fair. Would you have to have show identification, or how's that going? Or you just receive them and do what you want to do with
them? When you get them, when they're out of my hands, you can do whatever you want with them.
So. Well, that's what I'd do with them, but okay, thanks.
Thanks.
All right, yeah, they are good prizes, so even if you get them, you might not use them, but you might run into somebody today who would want to use them. I mean, they are interesting tickets, and it'll be that way for the next week and a half or so, so you never know who's going to pop in and say, boy, I would have liked to go to that concert tonight, and wouldn't it be nice if you had a pair of tickets waiting for them? Name something that moves very slowly. Snail, turtle, sloth, and elderly people. One answer left on the list. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Kids Bop tickets. Tonight at the Ohio State Fair. Kids Bop Never Stop Tour. 6:30 tonight at the Celeste Center at the Ohio State Fair. Those will be the prizes today, and we'll do the drawing at about 9:55 this morning. And we've got several pairs of these tickets, so we will have more than one winner at the end of the program. Now, so far, I've put everybody in the competition. And again, if you don't want the tickets, that's fine. But like I say, if you want to pick them up and do something with them, give them to somebody, whatever you would like to do, name something that moves very slowly. Snail, turtle, sloth, elderly people, and one answer left. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What is our final answer here? Kind of difficult. Coming up with the final answer, 73 degrees and sunny skies. Here in Marion, it's something that moves very slow. Very slowly is how it's worded. Name something that moves very slowly. Snail, turtle, sloth, elderly people, one answer left. 740-751-4038. Who's got the final answer? And again, this would fall under the category of a human thing. It would be in the human category. Well, I guess we're all humans, so there you go. Name something that moves very slowly. Snail, turtle, sloth, elderly people, and one answer left. 2 minutes left to go in this segment. We'll be coming back and having some more fun next hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What is this final answer that is stumping everybody this morning? Remember tonight, Kids Bop Never Stop Tour. Tickets are the prize here this morning. 2023 Ohio State Fair down at the Celeste Center tonight, 6:30 p.m. All you got to do is find out what this last answer is. About a minute left to go in this hour. Name something that moves very slowly. We've got snail, turtle, sloth, elderly people, and one answer left. Does anybody know what that one answer left is? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, we might not get the answer this hour. So I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to break, but we've got a whole nother hour coming back at 9:15. And we're going to do a drawing this morning at 9:55. And you, too, could win tickets to Kids Bop tonight at the Ohio State Fair. So stay tuned. We're going to be back here in 15 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From legendary comedian Abe Vigoda.
You know, Abe, there's been this thing for years that people thought you were dead. Do you think that has worked against you in your career?
Well, I wasn't that crazy about it, but I accepted it. That's what it was.